Our beloved naturalist Larry Weber talks a lot about the importance of ice in creating a healthy ecosystem over the end of the fall and over the winter. And we know he's been a little bit bummed out by these warm temperatures. Well, those warm temperatures obviously are a thing of the past for a little bit anyway. It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Of course, ice is a significant part of what makes a healthy ecosystem. And we in the Northland know that ice, a person can have a lot of fun with ice. However, there's that whole danger thing. So we have enlisted an expert to give us some additional information. Lisa Dugan is the Boat and Water Safety Outreach Coordinator with the Minnesota DNR, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, good morning there, Lisa.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So we've had all of this really outrageously warm weather. It's been warm up here. Down in the central and southern parts of the state, you've had temperatures in the 50s, nudging 60, and now it's suddenly gotten cold, and everybody's going to want to go ice fishing.
You're right. I know. We finally get some December weather. It's nice to see. So, and you're right. Everybody, I think, is ready to get out and start doing their winter activities. And when it comes to the ice at this time of the year, the really important thing to check is keep in mind, checking the thermometer, not the calendar. Like you said, we've had some really warm weather. A lot of the ice that may have formed at the end of November has cleared and is gone or is definitely deteriorated, not the best ice. But at this point, we're just going to need a couple consecutive days of below freezing temperatures before really enough solid ice has a chance to form to not only support foot traffic, but it'll take, you know, even longer for the ATVs and the snowmobiles before they should be out on the ice.
And if you drive a vehicle out onto the ice, you get what's coming to you at this point.
You know, we say do so at your own risk. It's never, ice is never 100% safe anytime. And, you know, don't drive on the ice. If you do choose to drive on the ice, stay off the ice at night, especially during snowfalls or foggy conditions. There can really be some extreme cautions that need to be taken before driving out on the ice.
So, you know, everybody wants to get up a fun game of, you know, pick up pond hockey or something, but use a little bit of common sense. Now, the DNR's got, as I recall, a cool little chart or a place on the website. We'll get a link set up that says you need this much ice to walk on, and you need this much ice for your ATV, and you need this much ice for, you know, snowmobiling, whatever.
Yes.
You've got stuff to help people get a sense of how much ice they might actually be dealing with. You want to go out and you want to play pond hockey or something, and you kind of creep out on the ice carefully and it seems like it's okay. Well, you have to cut a hole into it to measure it. Is that the best way to know for sure?
Yes. There are, with the recommendations that we have, it's at least 4 inches of new clear ice, which is the key point. If it's, you know, it's snow in the forecast, you want to double any of those recommendations if there's snow or if it's been a freeze-thaw effect. But if you do choose to go out on the ice, there are some really great tips that we have. You know, carry your ice safety equipment with you. If you're recreating, going out on the ice, put on a life jacket. If you're unsure, carry ice picks and an ice chisel to continuously check the ice frequently for strength and thickness. So then you know the area where you're at, what the thickness is. Even within the same body of water, those numbers can change within feet of each other. It might be 4 inches in one spot and just an inch a few feet away. So make sure to check frequently if you are on foot on an ATV or snowmobile. Check those thicknesses.
How does that happen? I'm just curious. How does that happen that you've got an area of a pond or a lake that freezes, you know, maybe rock solid in one area, and it's kind of mushy and yuck in another?
Yeah, you're right. And that's another thing to remember. Ice seldom freezes uniformly. So it does change throughout, you know, not only lakes and rivers, but there's a lot of factors that come into play, which include, you know, water depth, the size of the body of water, any currents or snow cover. So an area where we see typically a lot of hazards would be where currents are coming in to coming into a lake or a stronger part of a river where it's faster running water. And always you can check, you know, sometimes the best resources are, if you're going out on a lake, check with the people who are coming off or who may have been out there to point out where the hazards may have been, talk with your local experts, you know, talk to your fellow recreationists who are out on the ice with you. It's the best way to communicate.
Well, and what a great idea to maybe make a social media post and say, hey, I want to go play, you know, hockey on this pond. Anybody been out there yet? And then, of course, people will weigh in.
You're right. Yep, absolutely. There's some great resources with, you know, online social media with fishing groups and ice groups. So definitely a good spot to check with them.
But, you know, of course, if people are dissatisfied with something, for example, ice conditions, you know, I find on social media that they're so afraid to ever express an opinion. So would you really get the truth or you know, it's, you know, can you really trust people to say what they really think on social media?
Everyone has an opinion on it. That's right. And, you know, it's the risk that you're taking. No fish is ever worth risking your life for. You know, be patient with the ice. Make sure you're putting your safety first, your kids' safety first. If they're going to be out on the ice, make sure you're talking with your family about ice safety and what to look for. And being with your child who may be wanting to go out on the ice and get some ice skating or holiday breaks coming up. Everybody in Minnesota wants to get out and have fun in the winter. That's what we do. Just let's have fun and be doing it safe.
Okay, so here's a goofy thought. We, you know, we talk a lot as we go into hunting and boating season about different ways of being safe, and we've talked about some ice safety things right now. Is doing an ice safety drill, you know, where somebody says, oh, I've fallen into the ice and I cannot get up, and then you try to rescue the person. I mean, does that make any sense? Is that a clever thing to do? I mean, you obviously are not going to dig a hole and dump them into the water.
Right.
But
I would say advise against actually going in the water.
Okay, right,
but,
right.
But it is okay to, you know, role play if you're, you know, talking about what to do if a friend falls in the ice, or if you're out ice fishing with a buddy, which is always recommended. Go with the buddy system. Let somebody know where you're going, when you expect to be back. And if you're not back, what steps to take at that point? You know, let authorities know so that somebody knows where you are and is taking care of you when you're out on the ice. But, you know, to practice those tips on what to do should something happen, it's a great idea, because come that moment when it happens and it's easy for panic to set in. And that's the number one thing when you fall, if you fall into the water, it's important to not panic, because the shock of cold water causes an inhale. It's a gasp reflex, which typically, you know, you'll take in water, and that can be the number one reason for ice fatalities, is that people typically drown rather than succumb to hypothermia because of that gasp reflex and taking in that water, which is why the life jacket comes into play and ends up being the most important piece of equipment you can wear on the ice, because that is the number one thing that's going to keep your head above water. Should you fall in, should something terrible happen, it keeps your head above water, gives you time to calm down, think about an exit plan, get help, call for help, and get off of that dangerous situation.
Well, and the person left standing on the ice next to you is probably doing a fairly decent job of panicking also. And
yes.
If they don't know
yes.
what to do and they take the wrong step and then the ice cracks and they fall in, and then you've compounded the damage. So we'll get
right.
some links set up on the website. A lot of folks say, oh, that's never going to happen. That's never happened. Well, if it hasn't happened, good for you. That is excellent. But if you know what to do in an emergency and it happens to somebody else, you can be there and help them out. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. I thank you for getting the safety message out. It's a great, great time. I want everyone to have fun on the ice and just be safe while you're doing it.
Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lisa Dugan is the Boat and Water Safety Outreach Coordinator for the Minnesota DNR. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.